Right. Well, it's very nice to be here. I've finally taken off my puffer jacket because when I left Bangladesh a couple of weeks ago, it was 35 degrees. So arriving in New Zealand was a bit of a shock on many, with the cold, but also other things. If I can grab the first slide up for my thing. So I feel like this year has been the year of cancelled plans. And I was just going to ask, who in this room has had to cancel or change plans this year? Most of us, right? So I have cancelled a lot of plans this year and changed a lot of plans. And I feel like this is the year that has forced us to be extremely adaptable. And I think Bangladesh, living in Bangladesh, which is a land of craziness, has kind of prepared me for this year, but it's sort of like on steroids. 2020 has been insane. So I think I'm just going to speak a little bit about sort of chaos and uncertainty and how we can get through that, I guess, or how I've gotten through that this year. But I think before I do that, I'll just speak a little bit about what I've been doing for the last 8.5 years. I can just grab the next slide. So for those of you that don't know, I've been in Bangladesh, which is a very small country next to India, kind of surrounded by India. It's about the size of the South Island, but with 170 million people inside it. So it's quite full of people. Their education system is not the best, and I could talk for a really long time about that as a teacher, but I won't. But what I've been doing is I've been working in a school. I'm a high school teacher. And this is the group of teachers, almost all of the group of teachers that I've been working with in Bangladesh. This was my very last day at GEMS School in Dhaka a few weeks ago. I'm a high school teacher. I've been teaching, I've been training teachers, I've been mentoring new teachers, I've been working with a lot of youth. And in the last sort of few years, I've really felt that God's been calling me somewhere slightly different, still in the same wheelhouse, but I've done a lot of youth counselling and youth mentoring, and I have really felt like God's been calling me there. So that's why I'm home. I'm coming home to train more as a counsellor rather than the teaching. The reason I love teaching is because I really like people, and I love the pastoral care side of teaching. I don't care so much about whether or not they learn geography or English or those sorts of things. I really just like working with young people, especially at that sort of cusp of when they're deciding what kind of person they're going to be. So that's sort of where I'm slightly changing course. So that's why I'm here, that's why I'm going home. So I think before I start speaking, I've got a video that actually my students made in Bangladesh. I teach English. And they were doing an assignment where they had to write about an advertisement that they would make for their school. And so I said, well, why don't we actually make the advertisement for our school? So this is a video. The next slide is a video which was made by my senior students last year. I kind of added a few bits recently. So it's just a quick short video which kind of gives you a little snippet of what the school that I've been working in is like. So if we could just go to that. Hopefully it plays. Is that going to play? No? No? That one should be a video. If it's not, then I can just keep talking.
Thank you.
All right, so that's just a little bit about the school that I've been working in. And as I say, I could probably talk for a really long time about the school, but I thought I'd focus on something slightly different today. Oh, we're doing it again. We just pop to the next slide. I think it's quite funny, this year has seen us using a lot of words that were never in our vocabulary. And up there you've got unprecedented times is one that I think I've never used the word unprecedented before 2020. But now you see it all of the time, all the unprecedented times. Words like pandemic and lockdown that we've never really used before. PPE, who knew what PPE was before this year? And the other one I was thinking that we use a lot is called the new normal. And that's one that I actually understand, you know, people sort of talking about how quickly you can get used to things being very strange. And when I first moved to Bangladesh in 2012, you know, Bangladesh is very strange from a New Zealand perspective. I grew up on a farm in the Wairarapa, and suddenly I was living in a city of 20 to 30 million people. So it's a bit of a big change, and I didn't know what I was doing. It was very crazy. But then that quickly became normal. And then I thought, when I go back to New Zealand, it's going to be strange. But New Zealand is normal to me too, so I now just have two normals, which is very strange. But now there's like a new normal this year, which is the normal of hand sanitizer everywhere and signing into places and temperature checks everywhere. I tell you, traveling internationally during a pandemic is very interesting. On a plane, the best thing though was that I had a whole row of seats to myself on my way home to New Zealand, which was amazing. But the rest of it was quite scary. So, you know, it's been a year of a lot of change and a lot of new things happening and a lot of normal becoming, the strange becoming normal. And that's been quite difficult. I don't know about here in New Zealand. I think the lockdown here was quite difficult for a lot of people and ongoing difficulties. In Bangladesh, it was handled very differently, obviously. It's, you know, everything is handled differently. But here the government said 4 weeks lockdown. In Bangladesh, it was for 5 days, and then we're extending it for another 5 days, or we're extending it for another 10 days. We ended up doing about 2 months in lockdown, but we didn't know that when we went into it because it was a very gradual process. So it was very uncertain, very unsettling and very difficult. But I think it's been like that worldwide. It's not just a Bangladesh thing. So if we go on to the next slide, this is the thing that I've had to deal with this year, which is to relinquish control, to give up a lot of control. I made a lot of plans this year. I had already decided that I was leaving Bangladesh about 2 years ago, and I had planned this year, the 6 months that I was supposed to be in Bangladesh. I had everything worked out, how I was going to finish, what I was going to do. I was going to go on holiday to various places, and every single one of those things that I had planned meticulously, I had to give up and I had to cancel. And that was quite a process. I don't know about any of the rest of you that had to cancel plans, but you kind of hold on to them for quite a long time because, you know, I planned that for years and I want to do it, but actually I have to give up. And that's quite a humbling experience. And I think, I know definitely in the West, but everywhere, we think we're in control. And actually we're not. And I think 2020 has stripped that away from all of us to say, actually, we're not actually in control of things. God is in control. And that is something that I really had to learn this year, especially. I've had to learn that a lot through being in Bangladesh, but, you know, and God is in control. And that's quite hard to have faith in sometimes when everything is out of control and you feel like you're throwing plans out the window and you're, yeah, it's very difficult to give up control of our own lives. I think especially in the West, we like to be very independent. We think that we have everything under control. And then when something like this happens, it really does show us that actually there's a bigger picture out there and that actually we don't have control. And so I think 2020 as well has been about giving up control. Not giving up, but giving it to a higher power, giving it to God. So we go to the next slide. I've just got a little story about these students. So these are my, I call them my babies. Obviously they're not. But when I first arrived in Bangladesh 8.5 years ago, we had a teacher in the primary school that left in not so good circumstances, and they desperately needed a teacher to take class 3, which is sort of 8-year-olds. So I stepped into the breach with great reluctance because I usually teach high school students, and 8-year-olds was way out of my comfort zone. But these were the 8-year-olds that I taught who are now graduating from high school. And they've had a really difficult year. I mean, everyone's had a difficult year. But these guys were supposed to be graduating from high school, and they had their exams cancelled. They had no prize givings, no parties, nothing. They haven't been in school since March. Schools are still closed in Bangladesh. And they've been stuck in quite small apartments for months at a time. A couple of them have very nervous parents, so they haven't really been out at all for about 4 or 5 months. They don't have a backyard or a, you know, they live in apartments. So it's been a really difficult year for them. And it's been quite interesting to see where they've gone to with that. So these students, there's 6 of them, is that right? Yeah, there's 6 of them with 3 different religions. So the 2 on the right-hand side, my lefts and rights are not very good, sorry. The 2 on the right-hand side, those 2 are Christians, and it's been quite interesting because they've really gone to God during this really big turmoil. The 2 in the middle are Muslim, and they have also gone to God. They've been really searching for, I think, meaning in everything. And they, a lot of Muslims in Bangladesh, Bangladesh is 90% Muslim, so it is a Muslim country, but a lot of them it's just a ritual, really. But for these 2 students especially, they've been really searching for God amongst this chaos. And the 2 on the left-hand side are Hindu, and they're the same. They've been searching for meaning, I think, within all of this madness. And with these kids, there was one simple thing that I used to do with them, because when you're by yourself, well, not by yourself because they have their family, but they're trying to study for exams that may or may not happen, in an apartment by themselves with no classmates around them or anything. And it's really easy to feel super isolated, and it's really easy to lose complete motivation. And for the younger children, it's not so bad because they're not as aware of what's going on around the world. But these guys really understand that the world is kind of falling apart. And for a lot of them, they're worried about their families, not having enough money, things like that. So they've got a lot of worry in their minds. And so especially during lockdown, we used to have daily Zoom calls with these guys. And, I mean, obviously I was still teaching them, but half of our Zoom calls just consisted of talking with each other. And one thing I tried to do was to get them to tell stories of things that happened that were good. Just small things. To start to focus on things that we could be thankful for. Instead of, because it's very easy when everything goes crazy to focus on the terrible. And actually, that really helped me, because I had to do it as well because I was facilitating that with them, but it really helped them too because it meant that we could see each other so they knew they weren't alone. And then we were talking about things that, the good things that had happened, the small good things that had happened in their days, and it just kind of changed perspectives. And if we go to the next slide, I have a verse, 2 verses actually, 3 verses. A couple of them are quite short. I spent a week in Vietnam at the beginning of this year on a Transcend staff conference, which is really lovely. And this was a verse that kind of was sort of given to me as my verse for this year. And I did not realise how incredibly useful it was going to be at that time, because this was pre-COVID. But this is something that has really focused me in terms of all of this uncertainty and chaos, is these are the things that we must do. So the first one is rejoice always. pray continually and give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And it is extraordinary how giving thanks for things can change your perspective. And it's such a small thing, and it doesn't really seem like it's that big a deal. But when you give thanks, when you look for things to give thanks for, it completely changes your perspective. And I don't know about you, but when I sort of am stressed and worried and I go to pray, I find it very difficult because my head is going in about 50 different directions and I can't focus. But as soon as I start just thinking about the good things, and I often write them down because I like to do things like that, but as soon as you start sort of focusing on what you're thankful for and what God has been doing for you, it's much easier to pray because your mind is focused. And so that's been really helpful for me over this crazy time. So that's sort of a verse that has been really wonderful during this time. So I'm not actually going to speak a lot more. I have another video for you. Now, this next video is a very good indication of how bad the internet is in Bangladesh. But I did a few interviews with some of the students in the last slide via Zoom during lockdown, just to ask them about how they were coping. And I had an idea that I was going to make a video months ago, but I never got around to it. But I made it during isolation when I arrived in New Zealand, because I had 2 whole weeks to myself. It was brilliant. So I made this video. It's just kind of to give you an idea of some of the struggles that some of these kids have had and some of our teachers. And but also it finishes with what they're thankful for within all of this madness. So I think we'll just watch that, and then I've got one more little thing to talk about. For those of you that have had to do online classes, I don't know if you like them, but as a teacher, they're the worst thing in the world. I hate teaching online. So this was quite difficult.
Don't they give me a thank you?
Oh, thank you, Kenny. Thank you.
Okay, you share it.
New record, this?
Excellent.
Then you should have like told me before, I would have done some makeup or something.
I have never been for in-house for so long time, so it's a new experience. Difficult is my mindset. I mean, I can't keep my mind fixed that I need to stay at home. I need to stay at home. That's the main thing.
Taking online class.
The most difficulty for this year was to take online classes. Since the students were not physically present, so it was hard to deliver the concept of learning to them.
Well, I have the same routine every day, doing absolutely nothing.
It was really hard to keep myself motivated. Yeah, that is the most difficult thing. Like, you know, there's always something that is distracting me, but it may be a little... It made me more lazy than I was.
The most difficult thing this year, we start this school unprepared.
And it's quite boring, staying at home, but mainly studying. Because there are two differences between learning from the Skype or from the Zoom and learning from the face-to-face.
Couldn't stop the world.
The uses of technology was the thing that I have learned so far this year a lot, which was very good for me. Like, I have learned a lot.
I learned a lot of new songs, different way of playing songs. Learned how to cook. Well, I had a lot of time. My mom taught me how to bake and cook. I'm capable of doing a lot of things that I have really hard time expressing what I feel and like how I think. And this time has really gave me enough time to express it to people around.
I started to learn to like computer technology, online class.
How to take responsibility, how to spend time at home.
Learn how to use Google Classroom. If there is a will, there is a way. Nothing is impossible.
I didn't do anything before this, and anything, but you know, like I have to go to school, so there are some slight changes, and you know, feelings have been changed, because whenever I wanted, I would have gone outside. Well, I didn't, but that was my wish. But now, it's not really my wish. I will have to follow the rules.
I'm thankful that I'm still alive. I'm not infected by corona.
It gave me a lot of time to myself to do things that I love more and that I was not being able to do while I was going to school, and it's a very happy time for me.
I thank God that I'm not jobless. God is faithful to me.
I'm very happy, happy to stay with my mom all day.
I am thankful that the education is going on at the moment.
Before, we didn't really spend time with our family. One positive thing about this is now we are together and we spend time with our family.
So you can see that most of the teachers really love online teaching. Online teaching is very difficult. And I think in Bangladesh, it's quite possible that they will be not opening schools until January. So our teachers have been teaching online since April, and they're possibly going to have to teach online till the end of the year. But our students are lucky because a lot of the schools can't offer online teaching either. So there's students in Bangladesh that haven't been in school probably for almost a year by the time we go back to school. So it's pretty tough. The last verse I want to finish with has been one that's been very comforting to me, especially in the last 5 or 6 months. When everything started going crazy in about March, my brother called me. My brother lives in Melbourne. And he said, you need to go home now, because I was already supposed to be going home in June. And I did think about leaving early because I knew that there probably wouldn't be flights for quite a long time. But I couldn't. I've poured so much of my life into Bangladesh for such a long time that I just really felt like I couldn't leave at that particular time and not like that, because it would have been a very sudden pick up sticks and leave without sort of saying goodbye to anyone. So I very prayerfully decided to stay until I could get a flight. And that was not an easy decision because I don't feel unsafe in Bangladesh, but generally there's always a thought that I can jump on a plane and leave whenever I need to. But for a couple of months there, that was not an option at all. There were no planes, no flights coming in and out of Bangladesh at all. If I'd really wanted to leave, I probably would have had to get on a ship or something like that. And so this was something that I found quite, this verse was very encouraging to me. which was just do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And that is true. When you start thanking God and praising him and praying, it does bring peace, even through very difficult and uncertain times. So I just wanted to leave you with that. Thank you.